pains me to say this, but... And then I got a job on a plum farm, and the owner was actually called Mr. Plum. Although it was spelt with two M's, it was Mr. Plum. I said to this bloke, I said, I've just been to Australia. He said, who did you fly with? I said, I don't know the names of all the other passengers. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to illustrate for you the suffering caused by junk mail. Please, please. Oh, sorry, that's the suffering caused by monk jail. Talking of which, you know, I looked out the window the other day and my dad was slumped over the lawnmower, crying his eyes out. And I said to my mum, I said, what's up with him? She said, he's just going through a rough patch. Weak at the knees. Weak heart, weak back, weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got a tape here. Eh? Hey, all right, pipe down. I've got a tape here that proves beyond any doubt that Elvis Presley used to share a two-bedroom flat with Adolf Hitler. Have a listen to this.
Elvis, I fixed the shower.
People sometimes say to me, they say, Tim, why on earth do you... Sorry, how on earth do you remember your act? Oh, one-liner. My mother speaks like this. My father speaks like this. So I speak like this. Which can be rather embarrassing. Hey, look what I bought today. Elastic band. You know, when you read a book in the car, it makes you feel sick. I find long before that happens, you crash. And I met this girl at a bungee jumping club, and she was absolutely beautiful. I said, are you attached? She said, no, I'm not. Oh, she was drop-dead gorgeous. So I was working in a travel agency. And this bloke walked in, he said, I want to book a flight, very short notice. I said, you've just missed it. Mind you, people with guns, he said, give me your money. You've got to hand it to them, yeah. And I've got a German auntie aircraft gun. She gives me a lot of flat, that woman. My girlfriend, she got run over by a bus. Oh, okay. And then the second thing was I lost my job. At the bus company. Do you know, when I was a teacher, I had a nervous tic, so everyone got really good marks. So I rang up British Telecom. I said, I want to report a nuisance phone call. He said, not you again. And this bloke said to me, he said, sorry. I said, it's really annoying. He said, I know, I can only apologise. And the waiter came up to me, he said, can I get you anything? I said, no, I want you to get me something specific. But I tell you what, I'd love to work on death row. All those people about to make that all-important journey, all those families with their emotional goodbyes, the way the luggage goes around, sorry, not death row, Heathrow. I said, it's very hard to talk with this lip gloss. She said, that's a Pritt stick. With a tribute to the Bee Gees, and that's how I'd like to finish.
You and me, girl, we got a lot of love. Have a child, have a past, have a friend, have a friend, have a friend. You're my love, and if you need me, I can have you.
Come on, have a night. Thank you very much. Good night. ladies and gentlemen, what better way to end a show like tonight than with a written apology? I mean, with... ladies and gentlemen, I'll leave you with this, because to be honest with you, it doesn't belong to me, I didn't bring it with me.